Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Breaking news.
All right, welcome back, guys. Tobin Lee Run Beast here with you. We are still on Butler Watch. I believe we're on day 21. Day 21 of Jimmy Butler Watch. Has to be unbelievably frustrating. What do you think it's going to be like if the Heat do pull it off? Like, do you think Riley just takes a couple days off? Says, you know what, Andy? You handle this. I'm going to Malibu. And I'm getting skunk drunk.
Skunk drunk.
I think Andy and Pat.
Just both of them, they're just taking off for a little bit.
Oh, yeah. They go find wherever Bruce Springsteen's playing.
Who do they give the harpoon to?
You just hand it to Battier, obviously.
Yeah, you just
Battier
give
it. No. Do you hand it to Battier or you hand it to Alonzo?
No, Battier. You can't give it to Zoe.
Yeah.
Why not?
No, Battier. He still has a flip phone.
What?
Zoe still has a flip phone. He can't
captain the ship.
Yeah, he's not. He's there for, muscle backup.
How many times do you think Alonzo's wanted to fight somebody in these trade talks?
Often.
I'm going a lot.
Often.
Going a lot.
Zoe versus Tibbs.
Actually, I'm guessing Spo probably gets the harpoon.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
He's got the coach. He's busy.
Listen.
Season starting. Getting Derek Jones Jr. back. Derek Jones Jr. is a maybe, but Wayne Ellington seems, after talking at practice yesterday, like he's a go. So that's good. Get him in a nice rhythm. But Derek Jones Jr. did practice yesterday, and he is questionable, which is good, because that fall that he took earlier in the preseason was scary as hell. It was real bad. Jumps too high. It's crazy. Like, you would think that would happen more with him, but it was. Did you watch that, Robbie? Did you see that? The scary ass.
Yeah, it was nasty.
It was really, really nasty. First of all, it looked like he landed on his head, and the fact that it only came away with a bruised shoulder is pretty
Miracle.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Hey, just our thoughts with all the people up in the panhandle, because this hurricane, Michael, is coming ashore just shy of a Cat 5.
Yeesh.
Third lowest barometric pressure, 919 millibars ever. For a hurricane, worse than Katrina and Andrew as far as the barometric pressure goes. And the thing
you
about it is,
you see pictures of the eye? It's massive.
It is a very well-built eye. It is massive. And buildings in that area are only certified through Cat 3.
Jeez.
So there's going to be a lot of devastation.
That's scary, man. Like, every time you go in there, you just... Like, we just went through this last year. We were like, what are we going to come back to?
Yep.
Because if you didn't stay at your house, like, I didn't stay at my house.
Where'd you go?
I went to my in-laws just because there are fewer trees.
I was going to go to Sarasota, and then the storm.
Right, I remember.
Right.
Because I remember, like, Amber went over there, and Amber ended up going right where the storm was going to be crushing it.
Right.
And we just got a glancing blow.
Yeah.
And power was out. For a bunch of people, for a lot of people.
I didn't even lose power. That was the craziest thing. That was the craziest thing.
Oh, but, yeah, I forgot. You had your portable AC going. Didn't you have a portable? Didn't someone give you a portable AC?
He was at the last one out of all of us to get air conditioning back.
Let's back this up.
Am I wrong?
To the dummy.
Who had a portable AC?
What good is a portable AC with no electricity?
Generator.
Those things take a lot of power. You can't just run that on a generator.
I'm sorry. I thought that.
No, I remember I brought my portable air condition for.
Oh, for Len or somebody.
No, right.
Why don't we generate $1,000 for somebody right
now?
Huh?
Yeah.
How about that?
How about that?
Oh, I didn't even guess the word.
Your word this hour is news.
Can you say news?
News.
Neil Rogers fans will get that. Can you say news?
It is brought to you by Gunther Mazda. Get to know the all-new premium Mazda lineup at Gunther Mazda today. Your word this hour is news. Let's get the headlines.
Is anybody as excited to me to watch the people holding on to the poles?
With the storm chasers?
Oh, yeah. I have the Weather Channel up right now. Jim Cantore is...
What was the one we just had in the Carolinas where, like, a bunch of news people got caught faking it?
Like, yeah, it was Florence.
Yeah, Florence.
Oh, like the guy was saying, like Anderson, look how windy this is.
This is ridiculous. And then like three guys are just walking by in flip-flops.
Anderson what? Cooper was like waist deep. And
no,
like,
no. That was proven false.
That was false?
That was proven. That whole thing was.
That was fake news?
It was fake news,
oh,
yeah.
My God. I can't even keep up anymore.
They took video from Anderson Cooper from like 10 years ago.
And obviously you have the staple, which is the shark running down the highway, which is every hurricane.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
There's a picture of Jim Cantore. He's wearing a baseball helmet.
It's not.
And why is he standing like he's going to just take his pants off like the
I don't think he has a choice, bro.
Why base? Why base, Jim?
Could you talk into the mic?
Flamingo. I am.
This is you.
Hey, I'm talking into the mic. It's over here.
Could you imagine? Could
it.
You imagine if he didn't have the voice that he had?
Yeah, if he was soft-spoken.
Yeah,
yeah, that'd be a problem.
For what now?
Like if you were soft-spoken.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't be doing this job. Like, please. Like, if I was soft-spoken.
Yeah.
I could hear it not, Lynn. We got to get rid of this guy. He's got no
pizzazz.
Yeah.
Jimmy Butler news.
Let's go. Come on.
Houston owner yesterday. Tried all sorts of tampering tactics. The league's got to step in there. If Jimmy Butler ends up being traded to Houston, the league has to step in and nix that trade.
I think it should already be negated. Like, you cannot be saying that I want Jimmy Butler as an owner and think it should count. No.
Well,
no.
If you're in trade talks, why can't you say that?
No, that's tampering.
Tampering.
You can't do that.
Is it?
Tampering. You cannot publicly make any comments.
He does not play for the Houston Rockets.
That is correct.
Tampering.
You can't talk about another player.
Even as innocent as it was.
It sounds like you're whining.
Who, me?
If he doesn't end up here.
No. If he doesn't end up here, whatevs. I'm at this point, I'm just like,
then
whatever.
Why do you care whether the owner's tampering or not?
Oh, because it's not fair.
Yeah, all.
But if.
No.
Here's what you sound like. You sound like you're going to pitch a bitch if he doesn't end up here.
Pitch what? A bitch?
Pitch a bitch. You never heard of that?
No. I don't think that's.
You're yeah, it makes total sense.
And team petty.
I don't think it's politically correct.
No?
I don't feel like that's proper.
Should I say pitch a fit?
Yeah, that's better.
All right. You're going to pitch a fit. Team Petty's going to be in full. Oh.
No, like, full all blue. I want to know is, here's what I want to know.
Sounds like you're going to whine if he doesn't end up here.
Hey, are rules meant to be followed or not followed? I forget. We
really don't follow the rules.
Are rules meant to be followed or not followed?
Beast, look. Beast follows the rules when the suits are here.
Right.
When the suits aren't here, then he tries to be a big boy. How accurate am I with that?
Very accurate.
Yep.
So what was reports that the Heat are ready to restart the talks? They had, they had a little parting of the ways. Things were right there. They were about to send the trade into the league, and then the Tibbs asked for too much again. The Heat pulled back, but now they're ready to restart the thing. Now we're wondering whether Jay Rich is included, not included. How much is the Heat included? What's the deal if it includes Jay Rich? We're wondering that. Also, the peeps over at Five Reasons, Ethan's podcast, saying that there's a timeline of Friday. I'm not sure how set in stone that is. So there's a lot going on with the Jimmy Butler situation.
You kind of want this done so you can move on with your season, right?
Agreed.
Because then the next comment, wait, here's what's going to happen. You ready? I'm spelling it all out for you. Jimmy Butler's going to end up with the Heat. He's going to come to play, and it's going to take him 3 months for everybody to get acclimated, and you're going to be like, why isn't he making that much of a difference? And they're going to tell you, oh, give us until, like Rao says, we need 20 plus games to try to figure out. And so then we're going to be fighting that during the first part of the season.
Well,
so I would rather, if you're going to do it, get it done sooner so you can get things going.
I'm sure they wanted to get it done as soon as camp started, man. But these Wolves are being irrational.
But here's my other question. What if the Heat back out?
What if they back out?
No, thank you. Then what?
And that's it. Oh, well, find a new plan.
Because here. Jimmy Butler is reporting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to tell you what that looks like to Tibbs. I got a chance to keep him.
Doesn't, though.
He
but,
doesn't.
But that's,
he doesn't.
But if he shows up.
Let's not think about Jimmy Butler for a second, okay?
That's fine.
Think about the guy they paid $190 million to
of
that
course.
You promised. This guy's not going to play with you anymore.
Correct.
What about that?
I know. Look, the owner and the Timberwolves pretty much picked a side when they decided to give one of the guys who doesn't like Jimmy Butler
right.
$190 million.
Forget about Jimmy Butler.
So why are they being such hard asses with getting a deal done?
Because they think the Heat are going to roll over, and they're not.
All right, hold on then. Let's just continue with the news.
Hate you, Tibbs.
Really?
Yeah, just
what news could you possibly
Justice Winslow.
It is a code word.
Justice Winslow is close to an extension. That's important.
That is important.
And we have this breaking news from Adam Gase addressing the media. Quote, it's a great quote. Devontae Parker is feeling better. What do you do with that?
I go, great. And see your two catches this Sunday, Devontae.
Here's the problem that I have. Like, and I'm not. Look, sometimes you get on the bad end of the injury bug and you can't stay healthy long enough. I get it. But. Where are we with Devontae? Shouldn't we just be like, okay, if he plays, fine, but we can't.
I'm not mad at the Devontae news. I'm so numb to it at this point. Right. I don't look at. It's kind of like with the Jaguars and Leonard Fournette. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, but he's early on. This is what, second year.
Yeah, well, at one point it was early on for Devontae too.
No, but he's never played.
It's not even that he doesn't play. Like when he even played, it didn't even feel like he made an impact.
Right.
Like, when have we ever looked, other than that preseason against Cutler, when we're like, oh, this tandem might work.
Yeah.
Please.
Not crazy. Unless he likes smoking cigarettes. They ain't gonna never get along.
Anything else, Beast?
No.
We're good.
Ah!
What are you doing?
My finger got jammed. I was trying to get the mic right.
Speaking of, you wanted to talk a little bit about Mark Richt in the offense, right? So
I just brought it up.
Mark Richt was had his weekly press conference, and he was asked about Nikosi Perry and that drive that he had to put the Canes on top, and if that was a defining moment for his young quarterback.
Most quarterbacks somewhere along the way will have a defining moment in their career where it's like, okay, he's the guy, and he believes he is, and everybody believes he is. And I'm not sure that was like a galvanizing moment like that, but it was pretty spectacular. I mean, it was the largest comeback from, you know, being down 20. That's the most ever in that series, and that's a pretty impressive thing to be a part of. And he had to, I mean, he threw two touchdowns on fourth down. You know, the two passes we talked about back-to-back to Jeff and Brevin Jordan were spectacular. The first one was a very spectacular throw. The second one, obviously, Brevin had him, but I mean, how many times have we seen a guy miss an open receiver? You know, he laid it in there perfect, and he looked the safety off. He did exactly what he was supposed to do, how he was supposed to do it, and he's certainly getting more and more comfortable. I know that.
Kind of felt like he was having to eat his vegetables, giving him a compliment there.
I think he threw some shade at Malik.
Where did you hear that, Robbie?
Towards the end, like,
have we seen a guy over?
We've seen it a lot, yes.
Although, Nkosi did it himself early in the first half.
Hey! What? You don't throw shade on the guy that lost his job?
I don't know. Did you think so? A little bit, huh?
Want to go to the tape? It's Angel Hernandez this?
Yeah, let's Angel Hernandez this. Let's see.
The first one was a very spectacular throw. The second one, obviously, Brevin had him. But, I mean, how many times have we seen a guy miss an open receiver? You know, he laid it in there perfect.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah, clear shade shot. But also, like, it took like a couple cranks. Like he was starting a lawnmower to compliment Nikosi. He's like,
defining? Unlike any other sport, in football, I don't know what it is, coaches are very reluctant to compliment a football player.
Why?
Because
Belichick.
No. You want to say it, Robbie?
Poison.
There you go. The coach doesn't want to be the guy to let your head get big.
Yeah, but why do a lot of coaches then they go the opposite route for your opponent? They try and over rat poison the opponent.
Yeah,
I don't like that.
That's the game.
So when you're preparing, you don't take the easy route. You don't look across from your guy and say, "Ooh, got an easy week. This guy sucks."
Yeah, but wouldn't it be nice to give him a little bit of an attaboy? Like a little
coach.
Little,
football's
little,
not like that.
Little coach speak, pat on the butt.
Football's not like that. Keep in mind, football is the closest thing to perfect sports.
Speaking of pat on the butt, did you hear what Mark Richt said about Cade Weldon?
No.
He's like, yeah, he did, you know, did some things wrong. I'm not going to try to do the accent. But, you know, so he's going to have a suspension, and that's going to hurt, and he's going to have to come here early in the morning and do some things. But we'll do some things. Yeah, he's going to have to do some things in the morning, early morning stuff. But he's like, then we'll give him plenty of hugs, make him part of the program. Do we have that bite, Rob? You guys, like, when I read the quote, I almost fell over laughing.
Well, just come on in here, Cade.
Give you plenty of hugs.
You know what we got to do.
Break it in for the real
I don't want to do it, but I have a responsibility to the whole team. And when somebody does this, I have to come down with the hand.
That's right.
I don't have the Cade Weldon cut, but there's a cut here. I haven't listened to it yet, but it sounds epic. It says Mark Richt on playing road games.
Ooh. Please.
I do think you have an easier chance to focus away than at home. You got a whole boatload of family at the home game, or you got, or even as coaches, the amount of recruits we had, that's a lot of great players that were in our game. And we were managing that just moments before pregame warm-up, you know, and we love it. We love the fact that we could do that. But on the away games, there's nothing to do but focus on the game, focus on your job, focus on my call sheet, focus on, you know, the last minute things that you want to do to prepare as a coach and a player. And there's a little bit to, you know, being the team that everybody's trying to beat. Everybody's against you. It's just us against them. That mentality does resonate with players.
You might as well just talk about sandwiches.
They get to focus more on road games.
Please focus more on the call sheet. Like, maybe expand.
Yeah, you wouldn't know that they focus more on the road, though.
Could they? On that call sheet, is there more than four plays?
Yeah.
Arena's arrived.
Arena's good.
22 dive.
Like, you guys got to understand what those coaches are dealing with. Like,
what are you insinuating?
You may have the utmost confidence in Nikosi Perry, but based on how they call plays, they're still trying to make sure they put him in quality situations.
You got to let them zing it.
It kind of reminded me of the cut from a couple years ago before the Appalachian State game where he's like, we got to worry about what airline we're in, what hotel we're staying in.
Yeah, he just makes up whatever he wants. He's like, you know, sometimes.
Man, I wish we had that Cade Weldon cut.
Sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder.
But it's okay. We're going to give him hugs. We're going to let him know that we don't hate him.
You know what I love? Room service. Just sit there with my socks and my.
What does Mark Richt order?
Well,
from room service on the road.
Hey, this is Coach Mark Richt. Can you give me a club sandwich? Now, what I like is crust cut off, the same amount of cheese slices on the top bread and the bottom bread. I like one fine piece of lettuce, nice tomato. I like four slices of meat, two ham, two turkey. Don't go 3-1. I'll send it back. Now, I want the
got that big pickle in the middle.
I want the toothpick. And I like a nice olive on it. Makes me feel like Popeye.
What about the bacon?
Well, if I'm feeling froggy, Mrs. says I gotta keep
it's it down.
It's
not called a turkey club without bacon!
Make sure the little tassels on the toothpick are orange and green.
I like a little bit of the fringe. Now mix it up. Don't be afraid to go red toothpick, blue toothpick, green toothpick, and yellow. I like colors of the rainbow.
15 minutes heaters next.
And now. It's time for 15 minutes of your Miami Heat.
All right, let's get some 15 minutes of heat. Your Miami Heat are back in action tonight. They're taking on the Pelicans. Of course, they're showcasing their heat culture for future Miami Heat member Anthony Davis. Hashtag Unibroward County.
You've already moved on?
No, not moved on. He's just part of the plan.
So you think he's going to get Jimmy Butler and then
Step by step.
Man, that's like $40 million of payroll.
So yeah. Jimmy Butler.
More than that.
So Butler
Ridge. $50 million of payroll.
Well, Butler Bay.
Butler Bay.
Apparently Cutler Ridge isn't a thing anymore. I learned that.
Old Butler Road.
Sure.
Okay.
And it's all going to be there for you right there on Dwayne Wade Boulevard. Oh, yeah.
Haslam Highway.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's going to look good on that sweet-ass vice court. Ooh, that's going to look good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about that.
Well, it's on the internet.
Nope. Didn't see it.
All right. You're cute. Anyway, so the Heat right now are, I guess, back in talks according to Woj after they weren't in talks. So they're dealing with crazy people yet again. And see what happens with the Jimmy Butler. There's conflicting reports on Josh Richardson, how much he's involved in the trade talks, what the Wolves have turned down. They made it very... This is the one thing with the Wolves that's annoying me, okay? Here's what's annoying me.
Just one thing? There's only one thing?
They're terrible poker players because they're such obvious bluffers. I mean, you come out with these reports. Oh, let's go talk to the Houston Rockets again. Hey, Houston Rockets, you sure you don't want to give up P.J. Tucker? Hey, get the hell out of here with this P.J. Tucker nonsense. It's a fake story. It's fake news. I don't want to hear it. The Wolves are terrible at this. And quite frankly, I'm fed up with their nonsense. Just come to grips. Come to grips and pull that trigger, Tibbs. It's enough already. You're embarrassing yourself, all right? And that's saying something. You would think that a couple gentlemen sweeps in the postseason against the Heat, that would have been embarrassment enough for you. But nope. Apparently you just can't take your medicine on this one either. It's quite irritating, Leroy. I don't care for it. I don't care for it.
I saw your boy on TV just now.
Who?
Goldhammer.
Oh, was he?
Why?
Oh, is he talking? He's talking about Baker Mayfield.
Yeah.
Tony, Baker Mayfield's the savior of the franchise. Hammer time is 4:18.
Didn't he say I'd eat poop if they drafted Baker Mayfield?
He did
eat
poop. He did eat poop, or what they said was poop.
Yeah. He looks like a poop eater.
So, how about this? Were you impressed with how the Heat finished their last game?
Yeah.
I mean, no. For a second, it looked like they were going to do.
And the Magic are always a pain.
The Magic really do have the Heat's number. I don't understand how everybody on the Orlando Magic seemingly has been there for 7 years.
It seems that way, doesn't it?
You feel like you would just try some new stuff. And maybe I'm just miscalculating, but I feel like that dude with the eyeliner, Fournier, has been on the Magic since prime Shaq.
What about...
Weekend's not there anymore.
Is Peyton still there? He cut his hair, right?
No, they trade him to the Suns.
No, he's in New Orleans.
Oh, he's in New Orleans. Back in New Orleans.
Yeah,
but he cut his hair, right?
Yeah, he did cut his hair. Yeah, you won't recognize. He doesn't have that quail cut anymore.
Right.
It's not there. But yeah, he's just said the Pelicans are going to be an interesting thing because obviously Anthony Davis re-signs with Clutch Sports, so everybody thinks that he's going to go to the Lakers, which he is. It's already a done deal. But even with that, you still have this guy under contract until 2021, basically. Mm-hmm. And you got, I mean, do they have a shot to woo him to stay? Like, that's the thing.
You got him under contract. What are you trying to woo him for?
Well, because with these things, the players always seem to win out.
With a year left.
Nah, Kyrie got out with 2 years left. Well, and what's to stop the next guy taking it for 3 years left? Like, what is to stop?
But it has to be, understand, it has to be one of those organizations. Like a Cleveland, Minnesota, where you can do something like that. Because you think of what Carmelo went through in New York. They did not care.
Yeah, but that was more of a beef with Phil Jackson. You know, and the other thing is, how many people wanted Melo? Like, if Melo said he was unhappy and Melo was good, people would have been lining up for him.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, in their situation, what would stop them from calling up the Lakers and being like, all right, you guys, you got him long term now. You got LeBron, who's basically got, I would say LeBron's got, what, 3-4 prime years left?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to get Anthony Davis for all of his prime. Give us Lonzo, Kuzma, and Brandon Ingram. But you get him for 3 years guaranteed.
Would you do that deal?
If I was the Lakers? Oh, yeah, in a heartbeat.
Hmm.
In a heartbeat. You know they're just – you see this LeBron fluffing up Lonzo Ball? I see what's going on there.
Lonzo Ball was fluffing up some LeBron yesterday.
Of course. He knows where his bread is buttered. But
I think all those players love LeBron a little bit more than you do.
Oh, yeah, LeBron's always been a great teammate. I don't doubt that. But I don't have any qualms with LeBron. I mean, look, he's in the Lakers. I'm not seeing Penny anymore. I'm just, I can already see the story. Can't take a point away from that. That's the truth. Now, you see, you're lashing out because you're minus one because you got caught playing Candy Crush. And you
wanted
to take
Candy Crush.
It wasn't even Candy Crush. I don't know. It was some other.
It was the Flamingos.
Game.
Yeah. So
you should get a minus one for the stupid Flamingo. And you tried to act like a Flamingo, which is ridiculous.
My balance is great. By the way, our video is up right now. If you guys want to see Robbie McBobby
for
Apples,
Facebook page.
It's on our Facebook page. It's at The Ticket Miami on Instagram if you want to see it there. It's at 790 The Ticket on Twitter if you want to see it there. It's only a couple minutes. And you can see Robbie struggles and then triumph to getting his 8 McBobbed apples.
By the way, Robbie would not quit.
No, he wouldn't. Robbie's
no,
a man
no,
of
he would not give up.
Because we said, for whatever reason, you guys,
so
brought
frustrating.
Up, you guys brought up the arbitrary number of 8. I thought 4 was fine because McBob was number 4.
I had all those apples.
I understand. But you wanted Robbie to go after 8. And we were sitting out there for a good 15 minutes and no apples.
Well, because, look, I don't know he's prepared. He's probably hadn't eaten an apple in a while, right?
They ate one afterwards. It was delicious.
He doesn't look like an apple guy.
Well?
So when he was going to the apples, I don't think he realized that, you know, the skin is a little slippery.
Yeah.
Because he thought he was just going to go in there and pull out 8 apples.
Well, I was thinking about it like myself, because Robbie, like me, has a big head, and Robbie doesn't have quite as big a nose as I do. I mean, I got myself a real schnozzle. So I would have thought, like, yeah, if I'm going to have to stick this beak in there and get me an apple, I'm probably going to have to go underguard full tilt, which is flamingo style.
No.
Yeah.
No.
The nose doesn't get in the way.
Robbie, did the nose
the
cause
nose
any issues?
The nose got in the way. I saw it for myself.
Yeah, the nose a little bit. It was more than the nose got in the way, but the neck was more in the way than the nose was.
And first of all, it had to do with his head couldn't fit in the ice chest going straight at it. So we had to turn it the long way, and then he was able to get in there.
Yeah, kind of like I want you to turn that microphone into your mouth. Anyway, so we get 15 minutes and no apples. We just want one. We're like, you know what, Robbie? Just get one. It's fine, man. We just want to see this one triumph. And we deploy this system of the flamingo. Which Robbie was able to get his leverage. How did it work, Robbie? Like you were, did it was just more ground for you to
yeah,
grab the
apple? I was able to go down further into the cooler.
Right.
Well, that's because we turned it too.
Yes.
That's fine, but the flamingo was
the main, straight down approach.
The straight down approach is what really turned the tide.
Right.
And he grabs that first one and he tasted victory.
Wait, by the way, not for nothing, as long as I've been watching kids bob for apples.
Yeah.
Long time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've never seen somebody go down and bob for an apple and an apple come up floating with a bite out.
That was impressive.
That was good.
That was like, impressive. Robbie was like a damn tiger shark. But anyway, so Robbie gets his first apple and we're like, all right, cool, Robbie, you're good. But no. Robbie, why would you not stop?
Well, you guys said 8. You guys said that was the rule.
Man of integrity. He's a man of integrity.
I had to keep going. And then I got to 4, and you're like, okay, that's good. And I said, no, I had to get to 8.
How's our man Duncan Robinson looking?
Looking pretty good. Almost had an ice shot to end the not to end the game, but he almost put it out of reach the last one out. I really like watching him play. I feel like he gets it. I feel like he moves around well. I feel like he gets his shot off whenever the hell he wants to. Quick trigger.
Okay. D-League.
It's not the D-League anymore. It's the G-League.
G-League.
It shouldn't be.
You know why?
He can run with them.
You know why? It's not a matter of whether he can play. Okay? There's a lot of guys that do what he does. Yes.
I mean, he's a dead-eye shooter.
Okay. You got Wayne Ellington.
Okay.
You're trying to get Winslow, Jay Rich, and all those guys to do basically the same thing.
No. Like, I want him simply as a floor spacer. You hit everything. Everything.
All right. Like.
A little spark plug off the bench. Igniter.
Kind of what Tyler was supposed to be.
Catalyst, if you will.
Kind of exactly what Tyler was supposed to be. Except
he's 6'7".
Except Tyler Johnson is getting played off the floor because Roddy Magruder is hustling his ass off, scoring every bucket, and Tyler Johnson can't get a sniff. He may be tanking, He may be tanking intentionally to not get traded to the Wolves.
Yeah, no, it's yes.
All right, keep your eye on him tonight because these trade talks again are hot and heavy. Keep your eye tonight on Bumpy and let's see how he plays.
He's definitely going to dribble one off his leg.
Leroy, he's not a bum. He's Bumpy, not a bum. I don't understand. How is he so bad at this? The only way I can see is self-sabotage.
Maybe he caught the filler crabs.
Well, that, dude, okay, let's back this up. Do you understand the one basic fundamental of all these athletes?
Is this the competition speech again?
Yes.
All right. Go ahead.
Like, the guy wants to win.
Wake me when you're done.
And it is preseason. Games don't count.
No, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't mean anything.
Doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah?
You're a competitor. You want to win. You, for some reason, like, you're all into that suck for luck. Let's suck so we can. Man, an athlete doesn't think like that. You want an athlete on your team that says, I'm okay with losing?
I don't want it, but I understand it if I don't want to live in Minnesota.
It's all about pride.
Imagine they wanted to trade us to Minnesota.
This is when I realize I'm dealing with two jackets.
No. But imagine.
I'm just telling you.
Imagine the radio
even
station.
Even worse. What if they wanted to trade us to Cleveland?
Right. What if they wanted to trade us to Cleveland radio?
Oh, no. Leroy would like it.
Yeah, they probably would.
We can't use Minnesota either because he's a legend there. So let's say they wanted to trade us to Topeka.
Yeah. We got to go to Topeka, Kansas. Nothing but Jayhawks talk.
We got to go to Kansas.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because our work here is done.
Oh, we would tank. We would tank the show so hard. We would
just take calls.
Enter Topeka.
We would
be so unimpressive to them. And everybody would be like, what's wrong with your guys' show? We're tanking. We're tanking because we want to stay here, even if they don't give us a damn third hour.
They don't want us in Topeka.
We'd have Hoogle on the show. He'd just be giving us facts left and right. Did you guys know that Patrick Ewing was actually left-handed? And then they transitioned him to right-handed because they didn't like the angles that he was coming from. It was on the 1994 documentary, Them Knicks.
Them Knicks? I've never met a guy who had more useless information ready to fire at any time than him.
It's crazy. We're back after this. All right, welcome on back, everybody. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Did you guys see that a Philly news anchor has asked the Eagles to stop having sex until they stop playing terribly?
I did see that.
Not a bad proposal.
Stupid.
Not a bad proposal.
None of that makes a difference.
I think the Dolphins deserve a sex ban. I'll tell you that much.
And the Eagles just won the Super Bowl. I think that guy's being a little bit of an ingrate.
That is fair, Robbie. That is fair. Like, if the Dolphins should really be the ones in abstinence right now. No sex for the Dolphins. At all.
Gase?
I mean, he's not playing, so I guess. I mean, maybe it'll open up his eyes a little bit to some things on this magical offense that he keeps promising. Remember, football guru. Or football Ponzi schemer. You be the judge.
You can't be a guru without players.
Here's the... please. You know what? How about you don't trade every player away that looks at you sideways? Because you look at everybody sideways. You see this in Barry Jackson's column? Check this one out.
What happened?
Ryan Tannehill. All right? Ranks 28th in QBR when facing pass rush this season. 28th. It's been way worse under Adam Gase under the pass rush. He was 25th in 2016. And in 2015, he was 11th before Gase and 7th in 2014. So... too much pressure working with this Gase. Can't handle that pass rush, even with Sam Young at all, Leroy.
Let me tell you.
And it's coming. By the way, it's coming this weekend. It is on its way. And that is Khalil Mack. It's very scary.
Very.
And your boy Roquan.
Oh, yeah. When Khalil's getting double and triple teamed. Roquan's right there.
Well, think about this. What's the Bears' only loss is that crazy comeback by Aaron Rodgers on his one leg, right?
Yeah, which they blew it. They could have gone for it on fourth down and won the game.
Crazy. Yeah, that's their only loss this year. So you're looking at one of those teams that has been very, very good this year. Mitch Trubisky just had that game where he put up like 5 touchdowns in the first half. Very fluky. I can't imagine that's going to happen again with him. But
coming off a bye.
But I will say this. You want to know who his offensive coordinator was the year before? Dow Laggins, the Dolphins offensive coordinator. And I realize he doesn't call plays. But I'm just saying, the Dolphins, this year in offense, and Trubisky, now he's breaking records with him gone. But it's okay. I know. Former Bears and former Broncos. That's what the Dolphins got to have. They're like the stock market. Bears and Broncos. I mean, I know it's normally bulls, but whatever. Bulls, Broncos, they're both wild farm animals.
The bear market.
What? No, they're not.
Kind of.
What's a wild farm animal? People don't raise wild horses.
Oh, sure they do. Sure they do. We used to have on the horse farm the wildlings that would come and we would leave oats out for them.
And then they got in Game of Thrones.
Yeah. You can always tell them apart because they had the spots.
You're an idiot.
Was there a horse with a big giant ginger beard?
Of course. We called him Fire.
I hate when you guys egg each other on.
Run off the wildlings.
I know it'd be crazy too, because sometimes you'd have the studs that we'd have there, and then all of a sudden you'd end up with a ginger baby horse in the foals. I mean, those owners were not happy. You got to remember, they're trying to find a Kentucky Derby winner.
Nick Foles?
And meanwhile, their mares got knocked up by a ginger horse. No good.
Why? Why?
Got knocked up by a ginger horse.
Not even a teaser. He's just because the wildlings, they took what they wanted.
That's what they do.
That's what they do. Familiar with the wildlings, huh?
Mm-hmm. You gotta be careful.
Why don't you watch Game of Thrones so you know what we're talking about?
It's hard out there on the horse life farm. On the horse farm, I'm telling you, man.
There's dragons and stuff.
Yeah, there's dragons.
There's dragons.
There's fire dragons. There's ice dragons. There's all kinds of stuff. It's delightful.
When does the next season start?
Oh. Not for a while. You could knock out the first five now.
Plenty of time to catch up.
How many episodes in each season?
10?
Well, the last one, there was only 6.
Yeah, some of them are shorter than others.
But yeah, most of them are 10 episode seasons.
Yeah, it's going to be the best 66 hours you've ever spent in your life.
Wizzy Wash, our webmaster, just gave me the finger. Why are you giving me the finger?
Because I'm doing my job, and you interrupt me and don't do my job.
We're on the air, so please don't curse.
Yeah, don't curse.
Yeah, don't curse because we're on the air. But no, I wasn't. You're doing a great job. You was like you always was. I was just asking a question before I put something on the air.
We're good. You can put it on.
All right, thank you. So I wanted to know. You have to come down here and shove your finger in my face.
Hey. Do your management things off the show. All right. If you want to interrupt our show, get us a damn third hour.
She came down here and give me a finger.
You invited her in. She was being completely polite, staying outside the on-air light.
I didn't invite her in. She just came in.
Nah, you kind of went like this. Come on in, because you like office hijinks on the air.
I love hijinks on the air.
Go see Robbie McBob for apples. You can see the great flamingo tactics that he has. You guys can go to our Facebook page at 790 The Ticket. You guys can go to at 790 The Ticket on Twitter. You guys can go to at The Ticket Miami on Instagram. And see him McBob his ass off for apples. It was fantastic. Everybody have a great rest of your day. Maybe Jimmy Butler will be on the Heat tomorrow.
Mm.
Maybe. Maybe we can stop this lunacy. Maybe. But probably not. Probably on to day 22 tomorrow.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!